Lowe's helps refresh your garden in time for Mother's Day. Right now, get 5 bags of 1.5 cubic foot Scotts Naturescapes mulch for just $10. Plus, select 1.5 gallon annuals hanging baskets make the perfect gift. Now 2 for only $15. The best garden starts with great deals. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/7. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The Islamic Cultural Centre in Clonskí. So, today marks the second consecutive Friday that the mosque there has remained closed. It closed abruptly last week following an internal dispute. And the Muslim Community of Ireland were today holding a press conference highlighting the impact of that closure on the community. And Abdul Hasib is with me now, a community activist. Abdul, you're welcome to the show. How have you guys been impacted by this closure?
Hi, Kieran. Lovely to talk to you on a nice Friday like this. It's sad to be stuck in a room when the weather is so nice. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So the mosque plays a really important role in our lives, in daily lives. It's kind of our other home, basically. We go to the mosque for almost on a daily basis, if possible, to pray, to get spiritual solace. We go there for funerals, celebrations. It is our community center. And for us, for that place to be closed abruptly, and there's no communication coming out whatsoever about when it's going to be open or what's happening, or if the community can do something to help the reopening of the mosque. So it's kind of put a lot of people, made a lot of people upset, a lot of community, you know, mosque users, you know, mother and toddler groups, women, children, everyone is impacted.
Mm. Yeah. And Abdul, have you had much feedback or engagement, you know, with the authorities there, with the people running the cultural center as to when it might reopen?
Yeah, this is the thing. We haven't had any feedback. We're a grassroots-led organization. Just basically, a lot of us got together. Okay, we said, okay, what can we do? We formed a small committee. We said we need to keep everything transparent and as you know, clearly communicate in every way possible. We reached out to the authorities, the Maktoum Foundation. And we reached out to the management. We haven't heard anything in response, per se. So there's a lot of hearsay, there's a lot of gossip, there's a lot of unnecessary information going out, unverified information. But again, it's causing a little bit of upset within the community and anxiety amongst a lot of children and women,
yeah,
and men as well, yeah.
So, what's the nature of the dispute as you understand it, and how does it get resolved so that, you know, the mosque can reopen and you guys can get back in?
Yeah. So, from our perspective, this is more of a process or a management issue, a difference of opinion or differences between the board of directors versus the board, the management, the senior management. I believe it's an issue of transparency. It's an issue of processes and breakdown of communication or disagreement between the management and the board of directors. And we believe, as members of the community, and after talking to each other, we've concluded that these issues can be resolved in a room, in an office, say a mediation center, or in court, but the mosque should not be closed down. Like, if there's an issue between the board of directors of a church and the management of a church, you'd go and resolve it in a room across the table, sit across the table and talk to each other.
Mm.
But the church would be open to the churchgoers, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what we're saying is, like, the mosque should not be affected, should not be closed. There's no point closing the mosque. And closing the mosque is not just, you know, preventing us or, you know, not, it's only closed to us, not only closed for us to go and pray in, but, you know, there were, I believe there were about 18 or 20 full-time staff. There's about 35 part-time staff. There's the restaurant. There's the grocery store. There's a creche. All that is closed.
Mm.
So it's impacting livelihoods as well.
Well, listen, you were dead right at the start, what you said, Abdul, that it is a lovely day and it's a shame to be inside. So we'll let you go and you can go outside and enjoy it. And if there's any updates on that, I'm sure you'll hear about it here on this show or indeed in news headlines as well. But as it stands, the mosque remains closed the second Friday in succession. It does so in Clonskí at the Islamic Cultural Centre. Abdul Hasib is a community activist with the Muslim Community of Ireland. Abdul, thank you very, very much for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Ever walk into a room and forget why you're there? Or misplace your keys more than you'd like to admit? As we get older, our brain slows down. We need to protect it. That's why I use Methylene Blue, the nootropic everyone is talking about to boost focus, memory, and mental clarity. Want to stay sharp, boost your focus, and protect your brain long-term? Go to livegood.com/SXM to shop all of LiveGood's highest quality products at the lowest prices anywhere. livegood.com/SXM.